Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of April 2018. Supreme Court has set aside a stay imposed on the sale of Reliance Communications assets by the Bombay High Court, but refused to stay a separate order of the NCLT barring sale of the telco's towers. RBI has maintained status quo on the short-term lending rate, repo rate, at 6%. In its first bi-monthly policy review of 2018 to 2019, reverse repo was kept unchanged at 5.75%. A Jodhpur court has pronounced verdict in the 19-year-old black buck poaching case and convicted Salman Khan while acquitting Saif Ali Khan, Sonali Bindre, Neelam and Tabu. Supreme Court has granted a last opportunity to the centre to file its response to a PIL seeking to restrict a candidate from contesting from more than one constituency in a general election. Supreme Court has allowed Vedant Limited and some other firms to transport royalty paid Dialore, which was extracted and lying on jetties in Goa on or before the 15th of March. Delhi High Court has sought the CBI's response on its inquiry into alleged over-invoicing of coal and equipment imported by power-generating companies of Adani Group for its plants. Bombay High Court, while noting that the cost of food and water inside multiplexes was exorbitant, has opined that it should be sold at regular prices. Bombay High Court has directed the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, to issue new birth certificates for a girl child born through the test tube process without mentioning her biological father's name. Madras High Court has directed the authorities to take measures for the convenience of pilgrims who congregate on the occasion of the 1001st birth anniversary of Ramanuja at Sri Perumbudur between the 12th of April to 22, 2018. Kerala High Court has highlighted the necessity to make the process of nomination and election of members to the Devasvam Board open and transparent. Kerala High Court has allowed the state government to publish the notification on the minimum wages for nurses working in private hospitals in the state. Reserve Bank of India has reduced the provisioning requirement for large accounts referred to the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, up to the 31st of March, 2018.